Like everyone, Willis Conover had his favorites, and anyone who listened to Willis over a period of time knew that his favorite jazz artist was Duke Ellington. In this 1973 interview, Willis asks the Duke about some honors that had recently been bestowed on him.
Yes, I have been rather lucky. People have heard that, people who listen, they know. And when they hear that I know Willis Conover, then of course they say encore, s'il vous plaît.
Well, I hope that you'll build on that, Duke, with the doctorate and the presentation from the President of France.
Oh, yes, the Légion d'honneur. And then, of course, there was the Columbia University doctorate and the Wisconsin doctorate. And this year, one from Fisk University. One from Clark University in Atlanta, and then I've been very, very lucky. You know, the St. John's out in Long Island, Yale, and I forget how many they are, but they're all wonderful. And the Wisconsin follow-up to the presentation of the honorary degree was a week of our concerts, playing a different concert every night and having lecture demonstrations, clinics, and classes in the afternoon, which was really a tremendous thing, you know.
Are you impressed by what the young musicians are doing in the schools, the school orchestras these days?
Oh, yes, they're wonderful. We have many good musicians coming out. Wonderful young musicians. We've got wonderful teachers.
Well, wonderful guests. That helps, too.
I suppose so. Yeah, I've seen some wonderful people there who were guesting.
Well, when you were guesting as a sort of guest instructor, guest lecturer, and so forth, how did you direct your instructions to the student musicians, briefly?
What would I say? I mean, you say what you say to someone who has a talent. Is to follow the talent and pursue it, your quest from your own perspective, and apply yourself to it. And that's the main thing about people, being drawn away from their natural inclinations in the art. They may sometimes, say, decide upon music, and someone will draw them away from what they really want to do in music, because it may not be the thing that's going to pay off in money or something like that. So that's very bad for the person who's in it.
I know that from time to time, when you have an afternoon off, you will get the musicians and the orchestra and get into a studio and record something that is current in preparation for offers of contracts from recording companies, and I'm just wondering what has been done recently that we might be able to look forward to seeing on record.
Oh, we're always doing something, you know. It's a lot of stuff stacked up in the warehouse and in the library.
Well, since we happen to be at a piano, could you demonstrate the theme from one of them?
You're a real optimist, aren't you?
Yeah. Always believe in being optimistic.
Oh, I'm an optimist, too.
I know.
Well, I'm not really optimistic enough to believe that little Dookie is going to reach back in his head and pull out something.
All right.
I think it was...
What's that called, dear?
Oh, I don't know. What is it called? I don't even know what they... All of our things have sort of temporary four-letter words. Is
love.
Actually, it's usually an abbreviation of something.
All right, I'll look for the label to find out what the title is going
yeah,
to be.
You better, right?
All right.
We're listening to a 1973 September interview between Willis Conover and Duke Ellington. The program continued with a friendly competition where the Duke played a portion of one of his songs while challenging Willis to locate and play the recorded version. As we'll hear, Duke Ellington was no match for his biggest fan.
What about for the remainder of this program? Give me titles of records from any era, and we'll fill out the program with records of your choice.
Well, records, let me see now. What would I say? Let's see now, there's one... I forget the names of these things.
Pick out the melody and I'll find the record.
Thank you.
Well, Duke, will you trust my taste to select records by
you? I certainly would, because that's what they told me in the Soviet Union. They says, you know, your friend Willis Conover says he really plays your best things, you know. And I said, well, I was very happy to hear it. And they have them there, you know. And they were, because of you, they were very good to me.
I have no comment because I could only try to top you in graciousness, and that is a fruitless endeavor.
Well,
so,
I'm just a little honest boy, that's all. Sweet kid, you know, but honest.
Our thanks for so many things, more than I would have time to elucidate. I should have prepared this, and I didn't. To the man who has brought America to the world by way of its music as created and shaped by him, Duke Ellington.
Thank you very much, Willis. That's awfully gracious of you, and as usual, you are the gracious host, and it's been a complete joy being here with you, and of course, it's been instructive as well. And as we say good evening or good morning or whatever time this is, why, please tell all of your lovely listeners that we do love them madly.
Ellington performing I'm Beginning to See the Light. Except for one brief conversation, that interview was the last time Willis spoke with the Duke before Ellington's death in 1974.